This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hello, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm not going to read this whole note, but Amanda wants to know what's going on with Social Security. She has a mother who's 85. What happens to Social Security when it runs out? And we haven't really been, you know, hearing much about Social Security. I think Biden brought it up the other day when he said he's not going to really do anything different and he's not going to compromise on Social Security. And I know, you know, many people are like, what's he doing with Social Security? What's going on? So I have a little bit of information. We didn't really speak much about it because it hasn't really moved forward. But anybody who's the president of the United States has got to make sure they're taking care of the seniors. And I really, really feel bad for our seniors because many of them worked since middle school, since high school, since they were able to. They busted their butts. They put money into a system that was promised, that was going to take care of them when they reached, you know, retirement age. And we keep hearing that there's going to be a shortfall, or it's not going to be, you know, have the funds it needs. And people blame, well, it's because of the baby boomers. It's because the baby boomers are such a large population and such a huge generation that, of course, we ran out of money. No, we're bringing in millions of people across the border. That we're our whole population, our U.S. total population, is larger. We should have plenty of money going into the system. Or there should have been money with our name on it. Well, you know, Dahlia has been putting in, you know, thousands of dollars each month, you know, from her wages. And so she'll be able to draw on that with inflationary changes added to that. And her name has been on it. Nobody should have touched her account. The money should be there. Well, we're being told the money isn't there. That Social Security is going to be facing a $20 trillion long-term cash shortfall. Why? Now, some people say it's not going bankrupt, it's not going to be insolvent. Others say, no, the money's not going to be there. Why? Well, because it's funded by, I believe, payroll taxes and actual Social Security tax on your paycheck. We might be having an issue where not enough people pay taxes, not enough people are working. If many people are living on government money, you know, the statistic 10 years ago was 50% of Americans pay taxes. And that number, from what I heard last week, hasn't changed. Well, if we have a country of 360 million and 180 million aren't paying taxes, then yes, we are going to run out of money. Apparently we have money to buy off college debt, but we don't have enough money for Social Security. That's a problem. So lawmakers need to address this issue. The seniors don't really seem to get a lot of attention. You would think Joe Biden, right, you know, being the quintessential, I don't know if he's a boomer. I think baby boomer. I think he might still be in the age of traditionalist. I think he's in the age of traditionalist. Because remember, they changed baby boomers. Rather than you being born with, you know, somebody on leave during World War II, it's if, you know, those born after the war in 1945, after. So, you know, he's I believe, then in the traditionalist, but you would think he would be like, all right, I got my people. We got this. So what is he planning to do? So I believe a couple years ago he suggested the following. One is increase payroll, to increase taxes. In 2022, this is according to the Motley Fool, all earned income between one penny and $147,000 is subject to a 12.4% payroll tax. They say 94% of working Americans are paying this tax on every dollar, but for high earners, wages and salaries above $147,000 are exempted from the payroll tax. So they say that's about a trillion of earned income that doesn't pay on the payroll tax. So, and I'm sure earners that make more than that are still, you know, when I made more than that in my office, I mean, I was at a close to 40% tax bracket. And I mean, I was paying payroll taxes. I was paying, so I'm not exactly sure who got exempt. Sure wasn't me. So what he wants to do is create a donut hole between the current payroll tax cap, 147 and 400,000, because he promised he wouldn't tax anybody over 400,000. Or under. He said he wouldn't tax people who earned under $400,000. So, he said he would create a donut hole between that, remain exempt, but for wages and salaries above $400,000, the 12.4 then would kick in. So rather than people being clear of it, if you make more, it kicks in again. So Social Security can then collect extra revenue each year. They think that could be a source of money. Boost benefits for long-lived beneficiaries. A second change, I guess, Biden proposed was increasing the primary insurance amount given to aged beneficiaries. They said as people age, some of their expenses like medical transportation costs can rise faster than the COLA, you think? So he outlined a plan to increase by 1% for those 78 to 82 until beneficiaries receive a cumulative 5% bump. He also wants to lift the special minimum benefit. This is where a lifetime earner with 30 years of coverage could receive about $951. Well, with inflation, $951 doesn't cut it. So he wanted to change it to $1,132.50 a month. So this would increase Social Security's special minimum benefit to 125% of the federal poverty level instead of $951. Lifetime earning could then end up being about $1,400 a month. And then he wanted to change the inflationary tether from the urban wage earners and clerical workers to the consumer price index for the elderly, because it doesn't account for inflation seniors are facing. Their rent's going up, their food's going up, their medical is going up. So there's some things that he wants to do. Not sure what's moving on that and if it's practical. We have to see as this kind of unfolds. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of your questions are funny. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So let me kind of summarize what I've been asked and seen and noted and messaged. You have the media. Now using the term toxic Trump. And some of you have said the media can't get away with this. They're trying to turn everybody on Trump. They're trying to, bring out this messaging. They want the Republicans to be split between DeSantis and Trump. We don't even know if DeSantis is running, but the media is starting to play this. And they're not wrong. I'm now seeing toxic Trump all over the place. They're trying to say toxic Trump. Tells Trump. One of you would ask, why do Republicans still support Trump? And that's a pretty easy. It's not that shocking that people support Trump. If they think there was any cheating in the election, then they they are concerned that nobody has a chance to call that out. If we don't talk about what happened January 6th, which, you know, I told you how I look at what happened with January 6th. I look at it as I don't think Trump said, everybody, I want you to, you know, bring your guns and storm and kill Pence and Pelosi. I don't think that happened. But what I do think happened is I think Trump wanted to show the country that people were upset and that, you know, the election, you know, had a lot of discrepancies. There was ballot issues, and he wanted to show that if I really did lose, why are there thousands upon thousands of people, tens of thousands of people at my rally? Then when the rally took a turn, I have no idea if he was behind that or not. That's going to be up for the you know, Senate or the courts or whatever to decide. But, you know, when you feel like you lost your job or you lost, you know, an election by unfair means, you know, I mean, no doubt he was flattered by the support he got. And so those who support Trump feel that there might have been fraud. They felt his policies worked. They felt he got the shaft. And they want somebody to, scare Putin, look formidable, get Brittany Griner back, secure the border, get the economy back going on, and to attack the wokeness. So I understand why people support him. And it's really, what's really, really interesting, though, is if this election, as I said, you know, continues to be delayed, well, we have to count more ballots. And, of course, the states that the ballots appear to be the big issue are when you have pretty contested races between Republican and Democrat, you know, people are finding that a little concerning. All elections have fraud. You know, you can't just say, well, just because this election had fraud, Trump was right the whole time. But if they, again, find that these ballots were manipulated, or there were people dumping fake ballots, or my ballot that I never got, somebody decided to use, and then, you know, somebody say, look, guys, when is somebody going to stand up and say it? You know, Trump might become more popular again. In terms of toxic, I don't know if I would use that term. Some people feel that when he name calls and when he does his shtick that, you know, it's a bullying, it's a negativity. But you saw how people jumped when it looked like he was making fun of DeSantis. Okay, he knows he can't go there. You also have Pence supporters. You need to be very careful. The primaries, I think any primary in any election, whether you're Democrat or Republican, really, you put your foot in your mouth. Look at how Kamala Harris went after Biden. And then she ends up losing the primary, one of the first to drop out, but then she gets to be vice president. I'm sure she's regretting some of the stuff that was said in the primary. I mean, these primaries are fascinating, and they're crucial to be able to kind of weed out the best candidate. But, man, I mean, you know, Trump went after Marco Rubio. A lot of people like Marco Rubio. Trump went after Rand Paul. A lot of people like Rand Paul. So if he, in that speech, you know, Ron DeSanctimonious, that wasn't popular. And he saw that. He saw that. So if Trump wants to not look like, you know, he's ticking off the right, he might have to make DeSantis his vice president. Many people suggest he should, you know, pick a woman, or he should pick a non-Caucasian or Latino he should take, or, you know, and DeSantis, but he might, I think he learned, the one thing that is fascinating about social media, and even though the media may dominate the narrative and social media may censor, you still get a sense of what's popular or not. People are learning ways to get their message out. I mean, my governor in my state, Sisolak, he, before he would start the press conference, said we're not going to lock down. He knew that the teeth were out from his constituents, and that lockdowns were not popular. And even though there was, you know, not a lot of ways for people to convey that during the lockdowns, he got the message. And so, you know, Trump immediately backed down The problem is if there is a primary and DeSantis doesn't want to be his vice president and wants to run for president, there will be a tough primary. And then Trump's going to come out fighting. And you have a lot of people who really think DeSantis can be the leader of the party based on he didn't lock down Florida. He kept Florida going. He's, you know, dealing with, you know, inflation. He's dealing with people, you know, flooding into his country. He's dealing with inflation. He's, immigration. He's dealing with, natural disasters. And he's young. A lot of people want somebody younger based on what happened with Biden. I don't think we should rule out any senior. I think seniors can run this country fantastically too. But I think people want somebody younger. Somebody that can have more longevity. That, I mean, trust me, DeSantis knows how to say things that could, you know, tick people off as well. He's got some guts. He's got some cojones. But he won't necessarily do, you know, bathroom or gym room talk. You know, it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And where Trump will continue to garner his support is if people think that this mail-in ballot is a cluster and that cheating can happen. And if they go, wait a second, there was room for cheating. And you know, maybe Trump wasn't wrong. And, you know, my opinion on all of this was the election should have never moved forward with a half-assed plan and nothing ever vetted or practiced or you know, all the kinks worked out. We went from COVID to, okay, you know what, just everybody fill out, you know, here's your mail-in ballot. I don't even think I got my mail-in ballot last election also. I don't think my family got all of their mail-in ballots either. You know, and that's the concern. So then who mailed our ballot in? Nobody wanted our ID when we walked in. I go, you need our ID? No. If you want, no. Well, then I'm Joe Smith. Fine. You know, that leaves a lot of, you know, room for error, and it's concerning to people. So Trump will continue to retain his popularity if Putin, Xi Jinping, you know, proceeds, you know, shows dominance over America, or shows no fear and no intimidation by Biden, and feels like, you know what, they could just take their chance now. If the economy stinks, if we have continued issues with immigration and states are like, we got to build a wall, can we build a wall? And if fraud is found with elections, then you have not only a base, but you have other people going, you know, Trump said that there's people cheating, you know, with these mail-in ballots. You know, was he wrong? It's just, I see how he's unpopular with many people as well. So that's why some Republicans are like, he might not be as good a choice as somebody else. But you need to be popular within your party. All right? I mean, Ron DeSantis is not popular with a lot of Democrats. You know, especially those who are woke, because he said woke comes to Florida to die. So, you know, no candidate is going to be popular and loved by the whole country. You know, you would think, okay, well, let's do another celebrity like we did with Ronald Reagan. Let's put George Clooney. Trust me, there's going to be people disliking him based on, you know, how he wants to vote. And we assume, you know, it would probably be one side versus another. I think the media does want to show that there is a rift. I'm going to tell you right now, speaking to people, you have a lot of Republicans concerned if it is. But the last 48 hours is starting to make people kind of go, okay, wait a second here. Who's going to stand up to, you know, this mail-in ballot debacle? There's got to be a better way to do mail-in ballots. And then who's going to bring that to the table? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Investors on Wall Street are reacting positively to the latest reading of the Consumer Price Index. Stocks opening sharply higher with investors hopeful that inflation has reached its peak. The report showed consumer prices increased by 0.4% in October and 7.7% from a year ago, the lowest yearly increase since January. The Dow has been up over 1,000 points at times on Thursday. Winds have been the biggest problem as Hurricane Nicole weakens into a tropical storm as it moves across Florida. It has also brought heavy rain and 3 to 5 feet of storm surge, and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the impacts have been what was expected.
You have some road washouts, combined winds and storm surge. We've seen beach erosion, especially in areas that had already seen erosion from Hurricane Ian.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Got to wet my whistle. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Yeah. I don't know. I felt like when you're on radio, you can't have, like, silence. So even if I have to drink or if I have to take a breath, I'm going to make noise with it if I have to wipe my nose, because you have to know I'm still here. Okay. You guys might like this next segment. Well, you might not like it. All right. So one question that has been asked and not thoroughly investigated is, does a Republican have sex differently than a Democrat? Does a Libertarian have sex differently? Does somebody of the Green Party have sex differently? Like, I guess, have sex in the park. If somebody is an independent, do they have sex differently? I know a lot of people are like, oh, God, you know, I don't know if I should have sex with an independent. They might be... They might want to do sex independently. Or if they're nonpartisan. Now, I get asked a lot of sex questions, but I think you all know I am no expert in sex, right? Can we all agree with that? Definitely no expert in sex. And I am nonpartisan. So I can't speak for Republicans and Democrats, and, you know, all I could say is from a nonpartisan standpoint, lights out, missionary position, to me, I think it's fantastic. So as far as I'm concerned, I think nonpartisans kind of are like, you know what, you know, as long as I could, you know, be comfortable, not dislocate a hip, not suffer from any back pain, not hit my head on the headboard, and be able to go to sleep and be in a position where I don't have to change the sheets afterwards, I'm fine. So that I'm just speaking for the nonpartisans. But do Republicans or Democrats differ in sex? Well, a few years back, there was a thorough study, anything that I think would be peer-reviewed. But there was a discussion, and I don't have where this was published. It was, I think, a survey. It was Bradford Wilcox and Nicholas Wolfinger. All right, has finger in the name, all right? Described how there are political differences. Republicans tend to have happier marriages, they felt, than Democrats. They showed the finding could be explained because of church attendance, and they felt race was a factor. They said whites had happier marriages than African Americans, and they say that the former were much more likely to be Republicans. They said that the Republicans were also more likely to be churchgoers, which in turn led to happier relationships. So they delve further into looking at sex and whether political leanings had any effect with that. And they said Republicans had more sex than Democrats and cheated less on their spouses. Political independents have sex even more than Republicans. Okay, so if I'm nonpartisan, that counts, even though it's not technically independent. But they said political independents have sex even more often than Republicans, but cheat at the same rate Democrats do. So political independents, they say. Republican sexual frequency is entirely explained, according to them, by the fact that they're more likely to be married than are Democrats. Now, some of you guys are married going, single life, we had more sex than when we were married. But they believe that if you are in a good, strong relationship, committed relationship, you're going to have more sex. So they feel that maybe Republicans are more likely to be married than Democrats. Now, this isn't the first time, and I want to look up what other studies have been found on that. Rolling Stones talked about sexual fantasies differ between Republicans and Democrats. They say Republicans prefer fantasizing about sex outside marriage. So they said Republicans will think about infidelity, orgies, partner swapping, 70s-style key parties to modern-day forms of swinging, but Democrats would like domination, power, dynamics. Now, you could really take this far, okay? You could say, well, Democrats like big government, so we would be more into dominatrix or whatever. Republicans are really, you know, into rural and protecting our farmland, so there might be more barn sex or farm animals. I mean, you could really just take this, you know, completely ridiculously. But I think it is a fascinating topic, and the reason why is, when I have friends that have gotten divorced, or I have had patients that have gotten divorced, a big issue was their politics, their political leanings. Now, I mean, if my husband and I disagreed with something or whatever, we disagree. We kind of agree politically on a lot of things. Not everything we agree on, but so we move on. But sex is huge. And I don't think there's any particular trend that what a Democrat does in bed versus a Republican, which, by the way, might be important on Tinder. You know, maybe that's why some of these dating sites want to know your political party, because people have some sort of, you know, notion that you're going to do X, Y, and Z in bed. You know, maybe a Democrat, well, you know, might be more, more, interested in you know, one position, and then, you know, Republicans, you know, maybe more interested in doggy style. Who knows? I don't know. And I don't really think there's any science behind that. But there might really be something baseline into a person's sexuality in terms of a person feeling they can be open. You know, if you have somebody that feels they cannot be open about their sexuality, they live in an area that doesn't necessarily seem to be as hospitable to somebody who, you know, wants to have sex with men and women, then, you know, maybe that person might not engage in a menage a trois that often. And if they prefer that, and they feel like they're in a very, very strict sexual relationship that doesn't allow their freedom, that might bother them. That might, you know, that there could be an issue. You might have some individuals that don't want to use the condom. And they're like, look, if I get pregnant, I could have an abortion. And so they might be more free and say, I'm not going to make you wear the condom. Because, you know what, I got a plan. If I get pregnant, we got this. Whereas you might have somebody with another political leaning going, okay, if I get pregnant, we're going to have the baby, which means let's not get pregnant, put that condom on. So there really could be a relationship between your political leaning and sex. Also, if you live in an area and you ascribe to those politics and it's an area that is underserved, it doesn't have a lot of, you know, let's say STD clinics, then you might be like, you know what? Last time I got the clap, I couldn't find a doctor. We're going to be more careful. So there might be hesitancy. There might be a change in behavior, a change in partner type, a liberalism in terms of things you do, depending on what the structure is in your city and in the politics and in your ability to be able to get access to birth control, to abortion, to STD medication. So I find it fascinating. Do I really believe it? No. I know Republicans and Democrats. In fact, I know a lot of Democrats that sound more like Republicans than Republicans. There's a lot of Republicans that I'm like, you know, you're not Republican. Oh, yeah, I am. But you believe in this, 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 and this. So I think we're starting to shake this I'm only D, I'm only R. If you've noticed with recent elections, the nonpartisan identifying voters is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, partially because people think that they're going to be outed. Now that you have all these websites that out you and your neighbors, you know, this one's Republican, this one's Democrat, this is their phone number, this is their address. And because there's a lot of crazy people out there, I think a lot of people don't want to be, you know, labeled. But for those who are like, yeah, I'm Democrat, yeah, I'm Republican, they might be different in bed or in their electric vehicle. You know, maybe that's it. More people have sex in their car because it's electric. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For a quick second here, I just want to say we need your help. Blood donation, and I talk about it a lot on the show, but it's going to be a rough winter. And we don't have enough blood product. And, you know, American Red Cross, Vitalant, blood banks, One Blood, you know, across the nation. With after what happened with Hurricane Ian and a rough winter ahead, we need blood product. Whether it's for people who are in car accidents, cancer, anemic, sickle cell, we need blood. And so if anybody could donate blood, we really, really appreciate it. Go to your local Red Cross website or Vitalant website, and they make it very, very easy. I'm going to donate blood this weekend. I want to do it now before I get sick with a winter cold or a COVID or whatever, because you can't donate when you're sick or on antibiotics. And so, I'll, you know, God willing, if I feel good, I'm getting it done now, so at least they have blood on the shelves for this weekend. For those of you that go, look, I can't, I'm, you know, I don't qualify with the weight, or I, you know, have a medical condition, then can you consider at work or in your neighborhood hosting a drive? Costs you no money, hardly any work, because the blood bank does it all for you. They bring the bus, they bring the cookies, they bring the staff. All you have to do is just get a sign-up sheet and get people to sign up and go on the website and host it. It's, in fact, you earn points and you earn rewards from, I think, by talent. I think Red Cross also has some incentives. So if you could host a drive, that's fantastic. And in fact, you could even save more lives, because one pint of blood could save up to three lives. So imagine if you could hold a drive and get 20 of your coworkers to donate blood, it's huge. You're still helping out. And another thing, too, is, you know, this, we're coming into the holiday time. And many of us with inflation and all that are like, we're not going to be able to donate like we used to. Right? And you're going to start feeling guilty. You're like, well, I need to do something, but, you know, my pockets are empty and I have to. Donating blood counts. If you need to do something for the holidays and you need to, you know, be altruistic and charitable, donating blood or hosting a drive, you can do. You know, now one of you reached out and said the drive that you're hosting isn't going to be till January. That's fine. We need blood all the time. Because remember, January, we're still in the height of flu season, and there's probably going to be another COVID wave. We need blood year-round. So even if you set up a drive for the spring, like, look, winter's too rough, that's, it's still something. Okay? You'll feel good about yourself. You'll save some lives. So please, whatever you can do. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. There is a multi-state food poisoning outbreak right now linked to deli meat and cheese. And it has already killed one, hospitalized 13 people. Now, remember when we had a listeria outbreak of, I think was that in 2014, where that killed multiple people, hospitalized a lot, caused pregnant women to miscarry? We don't dink around when it comes to listeria, and it looks like we have another small outbreak. There has been cases, seven of them, tied to a deli in Brooklyn. The deli closed when listeria was found in their environment. But this isn't just New York. This is multi-state outbreak linked to deli meats and cheeses. And I said one's dead from it. 16 total confirmed infections across six states. 13 hospitalizations since April of last year. They say the outbreak is caused by listeria, which is a bacteria, found its way into deli meats when it was spread from equipment in processing facilities. If you're immunocompromised, if you're elderly, if you're pregnant, this could really affect you. So if you have a weakened immune system, the CDC has issued a warning to those who are vulnerable, telling them not to eat anything from a deli that isn't steaming hot. Now, we like cold cuts. You know, it's interesting. When I order like a corned beef sandwich, they serve it to me hot. I like cold corned beef. I don't want, but if we're worried about, you know, like salami, don't warm up my salami. I love Hebrew National salami, thin cut on a sandwich like of challah. Oh my gosh, so yummy. But it's a cold sandwich. They say make sure it's heated. Steaming hot. Most of the cases have been detected in New York, but Maryland have had infections. We think California, Illinois, Connecticut, or no, Massachusetts. I think Massachusetts and Jersey. So the outbreak was linked to the Net Coast market chain of international food stores. The CDC is advising Americans not to eat deli meat or cheese unless it has been reheated to at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Listeria kills 1,600 Americans each year. An estimated 250 will die from it. I don't know. I think there's a typo in this, but they say an estimated 250. I think that's more. Cases were sporadically detected over the last 18 months. The first one was recorded April 17, 2021. Last one, September 29th. Those involved were 38 to 92 years old. Two-thirds were male. Older people generally are considered to be at higher risk. Now, one thing that you need to do to avoid listeriosis, and listeriosis is where you pick up from food or soil or droppings in your food, and it's a bacterial infection that can wreak havoc and cause diarrhea, vomiting, fever, muscle aches, fatigue, headaches. Some people don't know, but some people do. What our listeria outbreak before, the larger one, I think affected cantaloupe. And listeria you could be exposed to it a few weeks prior before you get sick. Well, if you went to like a breakfast place and there was a little cantaloupe garnish on your plate, are you going to remember that? You know, if somebody says, Dahlia, have you eaten any cantaloupe? I'd say, no, I haven't had a cantaloupe. But what if it really was a garnish on one of my plates? I don't remember. I don't remember the garnish. Even if you didn't eat it, it was sitting there on the plate, so your food could have touched it. So that was an issue we had with the cantaloupe, and they think that it was the facility. There was mud or something that the listeria somehow transferred from the mud to the equipment, and they got onto cantaloupes. I'm still a little confused as to what happened there. But now with deli meats, it could these bacteria can live, and then they can camp out even in cold temperatures. So wash your hands regularly with soap and water. Wash fruit and vegetables before eating them. Store ready-to-eat foods as recommended by the manufacturer, and make sure all hot food is steaming hot all the way through. So, you know, years ago, after the listeria outbreak, I said, look, we need to kind of rethink if we have a half-assed problem. And we might have a half-assed epidemic or a pandemic where the jobs aren't being done with 100% compulsiveness, accuracy, obsession with doing it by the book. You know, we shame people who are OCD, but some of them can be the best workers as long as they can still do their tasks and you know, always such a stickler for the rules. Well, I've seen people in fast food do things half-assed. And this is where we get sick. Remember Chipotle? Chipotle had a bunch of issues. And then they got their acts together. And I don't think we've heard any outbreaks in Chipotle since. But you have to have very strict rules. And if you don't think your staff is going to follow them, because you know what? The boss isn't here. Okay, yeah, just throw it on the plate and then, you know, let me get back to my phone. Oh, I got a text. Crap. Let me finish with a sandwich and then go to my text. That's going to be room for foodborne illness. So you have to, if you are a restaurant, make it foolproof, where no food gets touched without gloves. Maybe there has to be cameras on the cleaning aspect of it. So we know that, you know, who did the cleaning. And I know people don't like to be on camera, but if you, you know, run a food establishment and you have people that are halfway, sometimes the camera is like, well, you know what, the camera's on me, so I better look like I'm doing a good job and I'm doing it by the book. Because that person doesn't do it by the book, they can't work there. They could spread disease and kill people. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.